What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 88 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about a concept vehicle from Bentley that was made to celebrate their 100th birthday, and that's called the EXP 100 GT. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So not that long ago, everybody, Bentley celebrated their 100th birthday. Now, back at their headquarters over in England, they had a pretty wild party. But not only while at the party, but kind of the car itself has been traveling around. This was really the main portion of the brand celebration, is the creation of this concept car, the Bentley EXP 100 GT. And it was created for a couple reasons. One, it's to demonstrate Bentley's interest in, as I like to put it, which I'm borrowing from Elon Musk, to create a sustainable future. But it's also futuristic in design. It's futuristic in technology. It's just a promotion for the brand of their ideas going forward and to create a better future and what the brand's primarily interested in doing. And there's just, you know, I'm looking at the pictures of the car right now, and it's just legitimately insane, like, how crazy this car even looks, because it is fully electric and has insane luxury, which we'll get into in just a moment, things you've never even heard before. But at the same time, when I tell you about the specs, it's still pretty incredibly fast for how long it is and how much it weighs. But again, that's getting into the details on the car, which we'll get into in just a moment. And in fact, actually, to kick this episode off, as I often like to do in relation to the vehicle or the subject we're talking about, I do have a quote from the company themselves, specifically the director of design for Bentley, Mr. Stefan Siloff. And he stated, "The EXP 100 GT represents the kind of cars we want to make in the future." Like I was just saying, like iconic Bentleys of the past, this car connects when its passengers emotions and helps them experience and safeguard the memories of the really extraordinary journey they're about to take. Now, I can say that's legit of how they're talking about emotion, how the car makes you feel. At Monterey Car Week, I got this super fortunate pleasure to be with one of the head of designs for Bentley. His name's JP, and he gave me a tour of this thing. And it's crazy to see something online, these concept cars, like, wow, that thing's pretty cool, but you know you'd never see it. Well, seeing it in person is something entirely different. It's astronomically incredible the way this car looks. It's got 1,106 foot-pounds of torque. It's got a top speed of 186 mile per hour, which I'm sure is limited. It goes 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. It has a range of 435 miles on one charge. And it goes from 0 to 80% charge in only 15 minutes when using a proper supercharging system. Which, if you guys were to go back and watch the very last episode we just recorded, episode number 87, you'll find I'm actually wearing this same hat. We were talking about the electric Mini Cooper and how I was explaining how companies like to demonstrate their quick charging system using superchargers because that's what everybody wants them to use. Otherwise, it's going to take 8 hours or 10 hours or 11 hours to charge the car. And a car that's as big as the Bentley EXP 100 GT wouldn't surprise me if it took 10 or 11 hours to charge. But that's just the performance about this car. Obviously, it's incredibly fast, but that's not the purpose of this vehicle. The purpose of this vehicle is design ideas with implementing electric technology within it. Of course, performance is a part of that, but it's not the main focus. Looking at this car, looking at it from the front end and just in general, you can see hints of Bentleys from the 30s and 40s and how they used to look and what the design was, going back all the way to the Bentley boys, with something fun for you guys to Google. Go ahead and Google that, Bentley boys, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The cars that were being driven back then. But the exterior, you have these wave and string like taillights and these huge web like designed headlights, and you got this just massive illuminating front grille that I'm sure you can find a video of it online, but I physically stood there and watched it. This giant mesh grille that's in front of the car that looks like a diamond or web like design, it lights up. It illuminates and the lights go like this. If you're checking the podcast out on YouTube, you can see what I'm doing right now. They literally flutter. and they go back and forth. It's absolutely insane. The front grille alone has over 6,000 LED headlights in it. And of course, with Bentley's new designs going forward, the flying boot hood ornament is present. The interior, with a mixture of leather hides, wood trims, and crystal. Yes, all of those clear crystal-like looking things that we think may not be crystal, they're actually crystal. I don't have exact details behind that, but what I've been told by the guys that I did meet during Modern Car with Bentley, all those crystal-like objects you see within the car, it's actually different technologies. And when you activate that crystal, it activates a certain program in the vehicle. In this case, what they're talking about is autopilot. So I know in the movie Superman, his little cave operates by using crystals. This sounds like the same exact thing. So crystal operated technology in the car when you decide to utilize, I don't know. I'm probably butchering describing it because it's almost unrealistic to even think about. But you utilize these crystals in the car for different things. It's absolutely insane. And getting to see this car in person and seeing the passion described behind it when I was there at Car Week and actually spending time with some of the Bentley designers and them telling me about the car, it's really hard not to feel very passionate about it. Like I probably sound like right now. And I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but it's just insane. Like, of course, it's meant to be extremely fast. Now, again, this is a concept vehicle. It's not one they're going to put in production. This is different design elements, and they're going to test drive the car. They're actually going to drive it across the country to see how the design holds up and the interior comforts work. And it's just, it's an incredible vehicle, which really gives you a vision of where Bentley's going, what their goals are, what's on their mind, and how they want to express for their company. And ladies and gentlemen, in regards to episode number 88, talking about the Bentley EXP 100 GT concept vehicle, that's all we have. I can't wait for Bentley's future. Like I've said before in this podcast, over the past few years, I've genuinely become a Bentley fan, and this car has made me even more excited about the brand, the Bentley EXP 100 GT. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're already here. Browse the channel, see all the different videos. If you guys like what you see, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you guys ever need anything from me, I'm an open book. Just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. If you guys are ever looking for your favorite an accessory or merchandise from your favorite car company, hat, shirt, jacket, sweater, go ahead and check out the link in the description, www.tailg.com. It's your go-to automotive resource for not only news, but authentic brand merchandise as well. Last but not least, don't forget to tune in to episode number 89. We're going to be talking about an update for the Aston Martin DBZ Centenary Collection, in which we made an episode about that earlier in this podcast, but now all has been revealed. So don't forget to tune into that. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.